Here's part two of the horror talk of Lizzie Borden. Folk rhyme. The case was memorialized in a popular skipping rope rhyme sung to the tune of the then popular song Ta Ra Ra Boom De Ray. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her 41. Holy, that's fucking creepy. I'm so sorry about that. Folklore says that the rhyme was made up by an anonymous writer as a tool to sell newspapers. Others attribute it to the ubiquitous but anonymous Mother Goose. In reality, Borden's stepmother suffered 18 or 19 blows. Her father suffered 11 blows. The rhyme has a less well-known second verse. Andrew Borden now is dead. Lizzie hit him on the head. Up in heaven he will sing. On the gallows she will swing. The petitions. Borden was sorry about that. Borden has been depicted in music, radio, film, theater, and television, often associated with the murders of which she was acquitted. Among the earlier portrayals on stage were John Colton and Carlton Miles' 1933 play, Nine Pine Street, in which Lillian Gish played Effie Holden, a character based on Borden. The play was not a success and ran for only 28 performances. In 1947, Lillian de la Torre wrote a one-act play, Goodbye, Miss Lizzie Borden. Other retellings include New Faces of 1952, a 1952 Broadway musical with a number titled Lizzie Borden, which depicts the crimes, as well as Agnes de Mille's ballet, Fall River Legend, 1948, and the Jack Beeson opera, Lizzie Borden, 1965, both works being based on Borden and the murders of her father and stepmother. Other plays based on Borden include Blood Relations, 1980, a Canadian production written by Sharon Pollock that recounts events leading up to the murders, which was made into a television movie in Calgary. Lizzie Borden, another musical adaptation, was also made, starring Tony nominee Allison Fraser. Carmen Matthews played Lizzie Borden in the Alfred Hitchcock Presents Season 1 episode, The Older Sister, with Joan Loring as Emma and Hitchcock's daughter Pat as the servant Margaret. Oh, the episode aired on January 22, 1956, and takes place in 1893, with a determined woman reporter trying to interview the sisters 1 year after the murders, and ends with the revelation that Emma committed the murders. What the fuck? A March 24, 1957 episode of Omnibus presented two different adaptations of the Lizzie Borden story. The first, a play, The Trial of Lizzie Borden, with Catherine Bard as Lizzie. The second production of the Fall River Legend ballet with Nora Kaye as the accused. In 1959, The Legend of Lizzie by Reginald Lawrence attracted praise for and matched him in the title role, but closed after just two performances. The folk singing group, the Chad Mitchell Trio, recorded the black comedy song Lizzie Borden for its live 1961 album, 90 Day on Campus. Released as a single, it reached number 44 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1962. ABC commissioned The Legend of Lizzie Borden, 1975, a television film starring Elizabeth Montgomery as Lizzie Borden, Catherine Helmond as Emma Borden, and Fionnuala Flanagan as Bridget Sullivan. It was later discovered after Montgomery died that she and Borden were six cousins once removed, both descending from 17th century Massachusetts resident John Luther. Rhonda McClure, the genealogist who documented the Montgomery-Borden connection, said, quote, "I wonder how Elizabeth would have felt if she knew she was playing her cousin," end quote. Lifetime produced Lizzie Borden Took an Axe from 2014, a speculative television film with Christina Ricci portraying Borden, which was followed by The Lizzie Borden Chronicles 2015, a limited series and a sequel to the television film, which presents a fictionalized account of Borden's life after the trial. A feature film, Lizzie from 2018, with Chloe Sevigny as Borden and Kristen Stewart as Bridget, depicts a lesbian affair between Borden and Sullivan, which leads to the murders. That's actually a trailer of this. Like, no shit, I re really is. One second.
To your knowledge, did your father have any enemies? Shall I repeat the question?
No, I heard you.
Then please answer.
The new housemaid, ma'am. It's Bridget. My name's Lizzie.
Do you find your room comfortable? It can get quite hot up there. Sometimes it's best to leave the door open. It's all right, sweet girl.
Father, have you done something?
Have I done something? Eat, Lizzie. I said you will eat. You would apologize to your mother.
Don't you dare call her my mother. You need me help. You have it. Let's be certain if you say that. I am.
This is Andrew Borden. Please place your right hand on the Bible before you. Do you swear before Almighty God to tell the truth in all matters pertaining to the murder of Andrew and Abby Borden?
Are you afraid? What?
To your knowledge, did your father have any enemies?
This is America, sir. Every man with a pulse has enemies.
Crazy. In 2015, Supernatural aired an episode entitled Thin Lizzy. In the episode, Sam, played by Jared Padalecki, and Dee Winchester, played by Justin Eccles, investigate the Lizzie Borden house after several people are murdered with an axe. They initially suspect that the ghost of Lizzie Borden is the one who is responsible for the murders, but they then discover that she isn't the murderer. The events of the murderers and the trial with actors portraying the people involved have been reenacted on many documentary programs. In 1936, the radio program Unsolved Mysteries broadcast a 15-minute dramatization titled The Lizzie Borden Case, which presented a possible scenario in which the murders were committed during a botched robbery attempt by a tramp who then escaped. Television recreations have included episodes of Biography, Second Verdict, Histories, Mysteries, Case Reopened 1999, and Mysteries Decoded in 2019. The Lizzie Borden case was partially dramatized on an episode of the 2022 BBC radio podcast, Lucy Worsley's Lady Killers. Literature, Borden has been debated in several literacy works, including The Fall River Axe Murders, a short story by Angela Carter, was published in her collection Black Venus, 1985. Another Borden-inspired story by Carter was Lizzie's Tiger, in which Borden imagined as a four-year-old has an extraordinary encounter at the circus. The story was published in 1993 posthumously in the collection American Ghosts and Old World Wonders. Miss Lizzie, a 1989 novel by Walter Satterthwaite, takes place 30 years after the murders and recounts an unlikely friendship between Borden and a child and the suspicions that arise from a murder. Australian author Sarah Schmidt's 2017 novel, See What I Have Done, tells the story of the murders and their aftermath from the points of view of Lizzie and Emma, Bridget, and an imagined stranger. It won the Mudd Literacy Prize for a debut novel. In Agatha Christie's novel, Sleeping Murder, the main character Miss Maple says that murder was not proven in the case of Madeline Smith, and Lizzie was acquitted, but many people believe both of those women were guilty, end quotes. That was the end of the horror talk. Lizzie Borden made this case be unsolved still, because it's still unsolved to this day, unfortunately. So yeah, I'll see you guys on my next horror talk episode this Thursday. Bye.